The cell door didn't bang, it was a hydraulic hiss that marked the end of the long, hot desert day. Robert sat on his bunk, reading about water. He found it ironic that he had spent a life fighting for profit while ignoring the poison in the very same ground. A new guard, a young man with a marine haircut, stopped at the bars. "Towers, you have a legal visitor tomorrow." Robert didn't look up. "I don't have a lawyer anymore, officer."
"It's not a lawyer.
It's the EPA Oversight Board." Robert felt a small spark of the old fire in him. They weren't done. They wanted the names of the other directors. The Radical Honesty Pact was about to go global. "Tell them I'll be there," Robert said, closing his book on the water laws. He knew what they wanted. He knew they needed the files James hadn't found. He was ready to give them everything they needed to finish it. He wasn't protecting the boardrooms anymore. He was protecting the people in the park. The young guard stayed for a second longer. "My grandfather lived near the rim," he said. "He got sick in 96. Robert looked at him then, the weight hitting him.
"I am sorry," Robert said. And he meant it more than any deal he'd made.
The guard nodded once and moved down the tier. The truth was personal.